Hi everybody, and welcome to this rather impromptu podcast, a DFB podcast special, just a very brief roundup of what's gone on the last two nights. I don't have time to write a blog post, to be brutally honest about it, so I'm just going to do this a very brief real DFB podcast, to borrow a phrase from a very good website on the English FA Cup, and just talk to you a little bit about what's been going on over the last two days in the second round of the DFB Pokal. We will start with the upsets, I think, because that's always an excellent place to start. And league leaders, Bundesliga league leaders, Mainz, are out. They went to Alemannia Aachen, and they lost to two goals, Auer and Höger. Adam Salai scored the consolation for Mainz. Lewis Holtby, substituted at half-time, suggested on Twitter that perhaps he was being saved for the big game on Sunday against Borussia Dortmund. A shock. Aachen, a decent enough mid-table, I guess. I think mid-table last time I looked, second division side. So something of a shock. But I don't know, maybe there's an element of Mainz that they're still a relatively smallish squad. And are they able to, you know, to successfully play in two competitions? So maybe it's an opportunity for them to concentrate auf der Liga. Or is that die Liga? Well, I don't know. Anyway, upset number two is Borussia Dortmund. The aforementioned Borussia Dortmund, the second place team in the Bundesliga, is also out. Couldn't make their way past kickers Offenbach. And consequently knocked out on penalties in the last minute. So Robert Lewandowski was the guilty party who missed his penalty and sent the third division team through to the third round of the Cup. Fantastic Offenbach, and congratulations to them. I'm a Borussia Dortmund man, but obviously delighted for Offenbach, and I hope that they have a very successful campaign. Other exits which couldn't be described as shocks, but certainly could be described as prominent exits, are Bayer Leverkusen, who again, they played Borussia Mönchengladbach in an all-Bundesliga tie, and that ended on penalties with Gladbach winning through. Patrick Helmes missing the key penalty there. But Hamburg today, my goodness, 5-2 defeat to Eintracht Frankfurt. It's worth pointing out that they don't seem to make that many changes to their lineups. This is a competition that German clubs take very seriously. For those of you who don't know, the finals in the Olympiastadion in Berlin, and it's a big deal, the German Cup. And I think only Ruud Nistelrooy was not playing for Hamburg, and he wasn't Hamburg, and he wasn't rested. He was injured, so. Awful defending by the sounds of things. Dan Bu on Twitter was tweeting a lot about this, a Hamburg fan. He wasn't impressed. And notable for a particularly unique hat-trick scored by a Hamburg attacker, Mladen Petric. He scored a hat-trick, two for himself and his own club, and one for the opposition. It's not too bad, is it? Fanis Gekas scoring two goals for Frankfurt. So fantastic for them. I've always been a little bit impressed by the way Frankfurt conduct themselves, so I'm pleased that they've made it through, although obviously very sorry for any Hamburg supporters. But what about Bayern, you say? Well, what about them? Well, I'll tell you about them. They played last night. They played a game that was covered on TV here in the UK, and they really should have lost. They probably should have been 3 or 4 nil down. 3 or 4-1 down by the time they scored their winning goal. They won 2-1 in the end. Bastian Schweinsteiger were getting both the goals. The second goal was an absolute cracker. Absolute cracker. Look it up on YouTube. A belter of a goal by Bastian Schweinsteiger. But Marko Arnautovic for Bremen had a hat-trick of chances and blew them all, one of which was cracked off the bar, but the others... Oh, you know, he really should have scored. So typically, Werder Bremen, despite in patches dominating that game and really creating enough chances to win, blew it big time and ended up losing. Typical Bayern, typical Bremen. Who else? Schalke played. They had a difficult trip to FSV Frankfurt, and they won. And the important thing from their point of view is that they won. Gerardo scored the goal, and they are through. By all accounts, it was once again an unconvincing performance by the Königsblauen, but what the hell, they're through. Freiburg, another upset, losing to Energie Cottbus. Again, this was yesterday. Papasise still managed to get on the score sheet, despite the fact that they lost. Augsburg beat Greuther Fürth. Cologne bounced back from a defeat at the weekend in the Bundesliga and a change of manager with a 3-0 win over 1860 Munich. Wolfsburg, Steve McLaren's Wolfsburg, are through. Victory over Victoria Hamburg. And Koblenz knocked out Hertha Berlin. Great news for Koblenz, not so good news for Hertha Berlin. That's class as an upset. Koblenz are a third division side. Other notables are Kaiserslautern, who are through. Duisburg are also through. Hoffenheim are through. And Nuremberg beat Elversberg. So that's a 3-0 victory for Nuremberg. And they are also going through. I think that's pretty much it. I mentioned Kaiserslautern, didn't I? Yes, can't see anything else here of any great note. So we'll leave it at that. Sounded like a pretty dramatic night, didn't it? A few upsets, just what you need out of a knockout competition. Thank you very much for listening. We will be back in tomorrow for a Bundesbag preview, looking ahead to the weekend's fixtures, including that huge game between Dortmund and Mainz. Can't wait for that. I'm sure you can't. Okay, until then, cheerio. Catch the latest Bundesliga blog posts on www.footballfairground.com. Follow the Bundesbag on Twitter at twitter.com/Bundesbag.